and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. It is a Wednesday. It's a wise Wednesday. And today's date is June the 21st, 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And once Brother Davis comes in, after we do what's in the news, if you'd like to get in on a conversation with him, don't hesitate. Give him a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. I won't be on the board. I have to go pick up a couple of packages, so I won't be able to look at the board. So if you have a question or comment for Brother Davis at any time, just call in 866-510-9025. Hit **. That will put you in queue, and just say excuse me, and then Brother Davis will hear you and will bring you up for your question or comment. So definitely engage in that. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please. Very, very important that we keep this network going and growing into the future. And you can do that by going to the website for this network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you will see the, on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation icon. That is where you can hit that, and that will be where you can support this network so that it can give, continuously give to you what is already given to you and more. And so that can really happen if you actually get some of your financial energy to support this network and to ensure and be a sponsor of it yourself individually, because individually for you and your family and our overall community is what the network is here for, and it's been fulfilling that from a very honorable way. So let's make sure that this network continues to grow and going into the future, and you can do that by giving some of your financial energy. You can also support the network by going to BTR Community and becoming a member of BTR Community. And BTR Community is also known as Black Talk Radio Community is also what is known as well. But you can go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network just as well for the donation prompt. Underneath that, you'll see the capital B with the black background that's there, and that stands for the BTR icon. Hit that, become a member for only $24 a year, and then you will be able to establish your own social media profile on Black Talk Radio Network communities, BTR communities, network. And that is a social media network that has been established by this overall network, so you can engage in all of your social media activities. And you can do that at BTR Community for only $24 a year, and you don't have to worry about your identity being sold. You don't have to worry about being as adversely affected as you would be otherwise on some of the other mainstream media outlets such as FedBook, Facebook, same thing. So come on over to BTR Community. It's another way that you can support the network and engage in your own way, a more holistic way of social media engagement. And this is very, very important, because as things go, as things are going to start to develop throughout the world, we need to have a place that is our own, that we can come together and decide and do things that's in our best interest. And BTR Community is definitely that. So join BTR Community for only $24 a year and enjoy the social media experience that you've been experiencing everywhere else, but without all of the adverse effects. They're not here to actually connect you with other people. You know, do you know this person? Do you know that person? And then watch, you'll stop getting all of that, the different phone calls from different people calling your phone soliciting you for this and soliciting you for that. One of the ways that happened is because of sells your identity. So check out that. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that at Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. That's Prosperity Mint. You can save as a lady and a gentleman in silver, and you can save as a king and queen as in gold. Get real physical assets. Very, very important that you control those. And you can do that. Check out what the inventory is at Prosperity Mint, and then email info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will definitely get back to you to make sure that you understand and are aware of the buying process, and to give you some advice on some very, very critical, important things that you need to know. So you can acquire your precious metals, your what I like to call the great creator's money, or one of the attributes and assets that the great creator has given to us for sustainability. You can go to Prosperity Mint to acquire that. Also, July the 1st is right around the corner, and would love to for you to come on down to Dallas and be part of the Control Your Wealth seminar that we're going to have on July the 1st of 2017 from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here in Dallas at the Central Library at 1515 Young Street. And the Control Your Wealth seminar is definitely something you all should be a part of. Come on down to Dallas. It's $300 for tickets, for single tickets, and for couples tickets is $550. And we are going to, there's so much information and so many things and so many opportunities that's going to be brought to you that you can use. Definitely, definitely think is worth it. Come on down. And also, if you would like to, if you can't come to Dallas and you want to be a part of it via the internet, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com, and it will be $300 for that. And then you can do it from by way of the internet at home. And that is, but make sure that you contact Prosperity Mint. Make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com. Prosperity Mint for that attribute. If you are a vendor, if you like to be a vendor at the event, just go to the Eventbrite website and put in Control Your Wealth Seminar by Prosperity Mint. And then the tickets there will also just hit that, and it will be a spot for the vendors. Definitely there for you as well. This event is definitely going to be worth your while, and is definitely going to be something that you will be able to gain from individually, your family-wise, and your community-wise. Very, very important. So at the event, 1 hour of presentation will be done by introduction will be done by Prosperity Mint with some of the things that's going on in the world that you need to know. Second one is going to be A second hour is going to be by a presentation, a one-hour presentation by Legacy Wealth Management, and that's going to be on trust and foundations. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Those that actually were came down in March had the opportunity to meet the individuals from Legacy Wealth Management. Blew them completely away. When I say blew them away. And that is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. Will be about trust and foundations. Also, there will be a one-hour precious metals class that will be given to everyone, and then there will be a 1 hour of different opportunities that are available that you should be engaging in just leveraging what you have and looking at ways in which to generate other streams of income for yourself and your family. Very, very important. So come on down to Dallas. July the 1st, 2017, the Saturday, that Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Central Library, the public the Dallas Public Library, 1515 Young Street. And it's going to be the O'Hare Hall, the seventh floor, Dallas, Texas. Okay? So looking forward to that. Make sure you get your tickets. Don't wait till the last minute. But just so, you know, everyone at Prosperity Mint knows with how many people and everything else we're working with, if you're going to get the internet side of it, sign up for it early enough so that it will be known, so there will be no problems, okay? So definitely engage in that. Also, if you would like to acquire some of the cryptocurrencies and trade them, you can do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. for Trade Coin Club, and be a part of the overall group that we have for the trading of cryptocurrencies. That group, actually, we're going to have a right after Tando radio show on Friday, right after Tando radio show, we'll come together and set everything up and then have another meeting for you all. Some people are finishing up some verifications and all that other stuff. So definitely we'll take care of you there. So we will do that right after 15 minutes after Tando radio show on Friday. Tonight, right 30 minutes after Tando radio show, we will have for those of you that are in the preparedness classes, we will have that. You already know the number. You already know what you need to do. We will have that right after 30 minutes after Tando radio show. 30 minutes, okay? So with that being said, let's jump into some of the things of what's in the news. Let me get my place. And once again, I will not be on the board for today's show with Brother Davis. So please, if you call in, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, just say excuse, hit star, say excuse me for your question or comment with Brother Davis. I should be back by the end of the show. Got to pick up some packages and some things. Got to just take care of some stuff. Got to run over to this daggone busy FedEx spot. So don't want to interrupt the show while I'll be in line over there. And I hate when it's a bunch of real small stuff that I got to get. So definitely. So engage in that. If you're going to call in for today's show, Wise Wednesday, definitely do that with Brother Davis. And it's going to come up right after what's in the news. So let's jump into what's in the news and get that rolling. First article that I the first article that was posted, my man L.A. Ramon beat me to it. He had the first posting this morning, my man. Much love, much respect there, L.A. Ramon. And this one comes from Al Jazeera. And is Europe court holds verdict on Ireland's transfer deal. Check out that article, man. Things is definitely, the Middle East is really unraveling. But check out this article that Ramon had put into Tando Radio Show's page. Great, great article. It's another article. Hopefully, and it's from L.A. Ramon posted this. Let me pull it up real quick. It is from Forbes.com. China. Oops. Hopefully this. One belt, one road. Hopefully, let me move this to this. Let me see this for. Get rid of this advertisement. Okay. My man L.A. Ramon posted this one from Forbes.com. China, OBOR, which stands for One Belt and One Road. Qatar, Middle East, America. And it says, and this one is a good article, China's growing influence on the Middle East shouldn't be lost on an impulsive Trump administration. Very, very true. So check out that article. Great article. From Forbes that my man L.A. Ramon posted. Next article, I posted this one from AP News. Saudi King upended royal succession, upends royal successions, named son as his first heir. So if anybody that knows much and has been following what's going on in Saudi Arabia and is aware of what's going on in the Middle East, no one is really surprised by this, but this definitely, definitely is a, and my commentary on that one was, okay, another major step towards expanded war in TME, and that TME stands for the Middle East. So the Saudi king appointed his son as his heir and actually took away the crown prince status from his nephew and gave it to his son. And if you know, his son was the one that really pretty much has brokered a lot of the events that's going on, from Trump going there and everything else and the issue with Qatar and everything else. That's where it is, and this whole thing is going to blow up. Check out that article. And my man L.A. Ramon commentary was, the Saudis are setting up their agents to assure their U.S. allies a green light. Yep, that is so true. That's so true. Next article, I posted this one from Off the Grid News. Very, very telling. Be aware, read this, and make sure that you know these things. Very, very important. Police now can say two words to enter your home without a warrant, a judge ruled. And that is welfare check. And that's so true. And wow, the police state that is expanding here is just absolutely ridiculous. So check out that article. This and it doesn't have to be a welfare check. Now, what makes anyone think that the system will ever be have any form of honesty about it all? It won't. Very, very important. So, oh, I forgot to say what today's show was going to be about. Sorry about that. Today is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and Brother Davis is going to bring you in, and I know that the show is somewhat going to be revolving around it, starting with sound. And I can't wait to hear that, and Brother Davis is going to be diving into some of the harmonic frequencies and sound and everything and the importance of it, which is so, so true. And that is going to be a great, great show for you all today on Wise Wednesday, for us today on Wise Wednesday. Next article, I posted this one from the dailybeast.com, and it is celebrity figurehead President Trump's White House media blackout has reporters take talking mutiny. Check out that article. It's all a charades, but very important for some things to recognize. This is ridiculous. And my man L.A. Ramon had commented, police welfare check sounds like forced entry. Right, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Next article, I got this one from Newsweek.com. Yellowstone supervolcano has just been hit by more than 400 earthquakes in 1 week. Yellowstone supervolcano has just been hit by more than 400 earthquakes in just 1 week. And so just put it this way, ladies and gentlemen, if that supervolcano at Yellowstone goes, don't worry about anything. If you're in the United States, you won't have to worry about anything. Why? Because the most likelihood, you won't be here. So that, you know, that is something that if it happens, no, well, you can't change or prepare for that. That one will be a major, major thing, and it is the overall damage and the overall collateral damage and just the overall damage and the overall destruction from that supervolcano going off, really not worth trying to prepare for, because if it happens, is bye-bye. So check out that article. The supervolcano has been having a lot of activity lately. So,
hey David,
if she goes, yeah, yes.
Like you said, man, you can't prepare for that. You know, I bust out laughing when you said that. That's why I said once before on one of your programs that I'm prepared to die. You can prepare to die. So, you know, that's the only option.
My man Scotty. That is so... Let me rephrase what I said. You can prepare for that one. Like Scotty said, you can prepare to die. Well said, Scotty. That is so true. Scotty is spot on that one. That is... If that one goes... Hey, you got to be prepared. Be prepared to die, because that's how that one is going to go. So much love, much respect. So true, Scotty. So check out that article because the super volcano has definitely been very, very active. And it's one of those things, if it goes, okay, it goes. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you ready? Not much to worry about on that one. So that is check that article out. Next article, and we got Brother Davis there, so we're going to hurry up and get to Brother Davis. Next article, I posted this one from Reuters. Russia defense minister's plane buzzed over Baltic by NATO jet. The Russian defense minister's plane was buzzed by in the Baltic by a NATO jet. And I got that posted there. And then RT, I posted this one from Russia Today International. Russian defense minister's plane over the Baltic by NATO jet on board media. And they got filming of it. So check out that that overall film. I actually left the YouTube video there that's there. It's actually two articles down from there, but I'm going to get to it in a second. So read that about that, what happened there, and then you can see the actual YouTube video. It's only like 2 minutes at the most, maybe a minute and 30 seconds what it is. But check that one out. But next article, I posted this one from Russia RT, Russia Today. Russia Today International. And it's Australia to resume anti-ISIS airstrike in Syria, defense chief says. I guess the Americans start pushing on Australia, and they say, okay, well, I guess we got to go. Man, Australia, you may have messed up. What you did yesterday was the smartest thing. I'm not in this. So next article I posted is it not an article, it's a YouTube. I posted this one from YouTube, and it actually has the overall F-16 that tried to buzz the Russian defense minister's plane as it was traveling to the Baltic. And there was a Russian Su-27 that came up. And once that Su-27 came up, that F-16 realized that it would have got smoked. And just look at the video. It's really, 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 really interesting to see it. And that F-16 did the wisest thing. It got out of Dodge because there's no way in the world that F-16 would have been able to deal with that that Su-27. And if you look at the YouTube video, the Su-27 kind of lifts its wings. It does a little roll real quick so that the pilot in the F-16 could see that it was armed, basically telling, if you don't get out of here, I'm about to blast you. And that F-16 knew it couldn't defend itself against that. So what did it do? It promptly peeled off and left. So check out that. You can see it for yourself. Next article, got this one from Natural News. Health Ranger posts heavy metals test results of 364 more water samples across America. Lead, copper, arsenic, aluminum, a number of others. Dr. Hawkins told us about this over a year or so ago, that how corroded our overall is. Not just Flint water that is completely contaminated. It's the whole country. And Dr. Hawkins was, as always, was right. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. Kushner arrives to try for Israeli-Palestinian breakthrough. I'm only gonna make it worse. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Science Alert. In the world first, scientists have achieved liquid light at room temperatures. Check out that article. Next article I got from Veterans Today. The British and the U.S. government installed Khomeini into power in 1979. Check out that article. Next one is from Strategic Culture. I posted this one. Leading the multipolar revolution, how Russia and China are creating a new world order. Next article I also posted from Veterans Today. U.S. policy aim, the destruction of the Syrian people. Rise posted this one from Nothing But Crooks News. Officer stabbed in possible terrorist incident at Michigan airport. And this was on the news. I didn't get to see much of it today. An airport officer was stabbed Wednesday in a possible terror related. I guess they are looking at it at that. From what I saw, was I guess he was stabbed in the neck. So that's what some of the stories. What's in the news? Check out that. And we are going to move over to today's show, a very, very important show with Brother Davis. And Brother Davis, just want to thank you so much, you and Sister Davis, for doing what you do and being who you are, so, so valued and treasured by us all. And so I thank you, Brother Davis, and we're going to turn the show over to Wise Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Make sure you give Brother Davis a call. You can give him a call at, if you have any questions or comments, 866-510-9025. 9025. Very, very important. Just hit star, and then that way, because I won't be on the board, if you have a question or comment for Brother Davis, just say, excuse me, Brother Davis will hear you and get right to your question or comment. Is very, very important, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So turning the show over to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, it is your, all yours, and it is always good, as you always say, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Much love, much respect. Wise Wednesdays, here we go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. My brothers and my sisters, I hope you have pen and paper, because I'm about to open up some doors. And the reason why I'm saying open up some doors is because there are universal laws that are in play in every aspect of our lives. And each one of these laws are in the process or have been broken. Now, what does that affect on you? The effect on you may not be direct, but it will be residual. Let me repeat that.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Before the end of the show, I will show you the madness of that also. But listen very clearly, because you've heard some of these phrases before. Aman. Meow. Now, the reason why I'm starting the show off with sound is because sound is what directly affects our connection with the cosmology of our universe. You see, a lot of people don't want to accept the fact that the universe and everything that evolves around it is connected. And when it is connected, that means that there is a harmony that is sustained, that will keep you healthy. But that has been seriously deteriorating since the introduction of Westernism and the isms of Westernism. One of the isms of Westernism is words. Now, a lot of you are probably saying, words? What is words? How can that be an ism? Well, it's very simple. Words are sounds of deception. And most foreigners that come to America will tell you that English is the most deceptive language in the world, because you have so many ways of saying the same thing. So if you have a basic knowledge of English and someone says to you, well, let's go to the store, and here's $2, and we stand together, you're talking about several different types of twos. Most other languages do not have that kind of complexity. Why? Because they say what they mean. And most people will understand they mean what they say, but not in America. I'm pointing this out to you because I'm moving you to a place so that you could see how this deception is affecting everything in your life. And the reason why it's affecting everything in your life is because you have the arrogance to indulge in the ignorance, not because you, but because it's been so adorned.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Notice them. You hear them. You react to them. A lot of people don't even realize that when you hear, you activate your mind. That's right. When you hear, you naturally activate your mind because your body is doing what is called It's depleting energies. Anytime you utilize one aspect of your senses, you're depleting a portion of energy that is operating in your body. And what's interesting is that a lot of people, you hear them talk about the whole concept of energy, but let me give you a quick understanding. Energy is a dynamic force in constant flux, which circulates through the body. Many people plausibly call this the life, or life force, which is another word for energy. There is an essential difference between the two words, but it actually doesn't require a lot of explaining because it's really systematic. Each term is vital to the development of an accurate understanding of the energy theory as it applies to the body. For all practical purposes, it can stand for life, there can be an indication of energy within the body. All that comes from the mind on hearing words, breathing, talking, sleeping, eating, even the ability to read, think, and hear, all of these can be achieved only because of the energy within the body. Now, I hope that you got a little greater view of the effects of the body and all these attributes that you're really constantly operating in and not even giving thought to. You're breathing, you're talking, you're sleeping and eating, even your ability to read and think. See, all of these things have an effect on your mind. And all of them emulate a sort of sound in order for it to deplete energy in your body. Because that's what it's there for. And this is called the metabolic process. Each single cell cannot be accomplished without energy. Energy is what sustains the function. Energy is the basis, and it is apparently a solid structure in the body and in all that pertains to its anatomy. For what is solid structure, such as bones, except as mass, living cells, all forms of activities of the body, both anatomic and physiological, are supported by the simultaneous depletion of energy within the body. Now that is knowledge. Because now you know that even when you move, you are utilizing energy. Now, why am I making this such a point of issue? Because sound is a form of adding strength to your energy. You've heard that. You've heard people sing, a very good singer, and then you heard people sing who weren't not. But literally, they're opening a door to your subconscious. Now, why is that so important? Because when you think about music today, you fail to realize what it is doing to your physical body. Oh, sure, you'll say, oh, no, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you mentally. But when it comes to how your body works on a metabolic level, it has an effect on your internally. Why? Because your greatest hearing source, and hold on to your seat, that's why I asked you to have a pen and piece of paper. Your greatest hearing source is your skin. Absolutely. It breathes, it hears, it communicates to you. Now, these are why I wanted to bring all of this out early, because as we go into tonight's show, I'm going to take you into the depths of danger and awareness so that you can become active in taking back yourself. You see, I can tell you anything in reference to the truth if I give you the link to pursue it. Because then when you tap into that link, you begin to get what's called personal revelation. That means you begin to get life knowledge, which becomes an evolving door in your life. See, one thing people fail to accept, whether they do or not, it's still true. You are responsible for what you know. I can make it no plainer than that. Now, some people choose to deceive themselves, and a lot of us do. And the reason why we do is because we live in a society of deception. And we're being bombarded in every area of that society. And the society is bombarding you with or without your permission. Isn't that interesting? That your life force has no stand with the very people who are telling you out of the side of their, this is good for you. Try this. This will make you healthier. In all of these incidents, something is lacking. And that something is a particular object in your life force. And that is called electromagnetism. The invisible energy which alleviates and goes through molecular aspects of any object. Well, so many of you. So when you hear that crap rap music, when I hear crap rap music, it's degenerating to my environment, it's degenerating to women, degenerating to my ears, because in most cases they cannot convey it without being vulgar. It's an invasion to your privacy, but yet there's a certain aspect of people who enjoy it, who like it. And let me be very clear about it. They live on a very low level of vibration. Why do I say that? Because life cannot sustain itself over long periods of time on a negative realm because it has an energy source. Now, what do I mean when I say that? I mean, when you indulge in that sort of low level aspect of thinking, listening to music and bombardment to your body, you go out and you partake of in those things. Really, what's so powerful about it is that you choose to. You see, you have no choice when you live on a lower level of life. These choices become common. When you live on a higher level of life, better choices become common. So I don't want you to think that you got to stay where you are. You can do things about that. But now we're living in an environment that you're constantly being attacked. So your so-called rationale may be compromised and you not even know it. Let me give you some meat. How many of you got smart meters on your homes? Do you know what a smart meter does? Better yet, do you know of the health effects of a smart meter on your body? See, this is why I had to take and slowly move us into this. Because I want you to understand that every aspect of our lives are affected. And a lot of people fail to realize to what degree of your body is being affected. Well, let me tell you this. We live in a so-called radiation environment because we are having radiance of energy hit us from all sides. Do you have a cell phone? And if so, how many? How about a new smart TV? You see, they call these things smart to give you the illusion you are going to become smarter by them. But you are not. I mean, be very clear. When you have your cell phone and you go out in public, is your head down or is it up? Are you looking where you're going? Are you looking who's texting? Or are you reading mail? Are you doing the thing that take away your awareness of around you? And the reason why I bring that out is because we are under the impression that technology is good for us. I'm not saying technology does not have positive aspects, but I am saying that the costs are very great. Don't take my word for it. Google smartphones and health. And get your eyes open. Don't take my word for sounds, but you look at people who are constantly bombarded with negative hip hop, and you're going to see that negativity coming out of their lives. And they're sitting back saying, why does this always happen to me? It happens because you place yourself in that situation in which these things can be a continuum. Because you're not doing anything different. You see, though most people assume the inert matter is completely solid and dense, it is energy that binds the protons, the electrons, and the neutrons within each individual atom. So that means there is a process going on in the cosmology of everything you do because these things exist in you. Now here's a side note. The people who are controlling the world, and I call them deceptive oppressionists, know all of these things. You see, when the motherland was invaded, there were great African libraries all over the country that dealt with the cosmological effects of the surroundings on tribes, peoples, and generations of civilizations for eons and eons. Why? Because the world was always in operation. Even before time, there was sound. Are y'all starting to understand the importance of the universal laws and the disconnection of what is going on today? Because we are being victimized by these disconnections. And a lot of you are saying, it's not me. What you talking about? If you have any electrical devices in your home within 3 feet of your present position, you are being bombarded by something that could lead to a greater degree of health problems, an imbalance of the harmony of your body is being invaded upon. So, I'm bringing all of this here out because I want you to understand that as long as you allow your decisions to be made by other people, and we do it every day, and don't get me wrong, I'm not picking anybody. Believe me, as I begin to develop a greater understanding on what is going on through my own due diligence, I have to identify what my behavior is. And believe me, we all fall short. And the reason why we fall short is because we don't have the knowledge that we were born into. You see, in the cosmological universe, just another planet on a higher level. But in the Western universe, all laws of universal truisms are broken. And they're breaking every day. And they don't mind breaking them, because guess what? Most of the time, their real effects will not come out for 10, 15 years. I mean, right now, you're hearing about drugs that are being, that are no longer in use, that are still doing damage. But yet, when you see that TV or whatever you're watching, you see a new drug every day. Oh, and then it gives you 30 good minutes of a sexy model laying there. She had a headache. She took a pill, and the pill makes her feel so good. She jumps up, and she looks like she's ready to go out and do a new show. And just before she goes out the door, she goes in to grab her coat and everything, and then you hear possible side effects being headaches, tardiness, numbness of the skin, pulsating pain. They give you 10 seconds of sincere bodily dangers. And then at the end, she's walking out the door, and they say, now go enjoy yourself. But be sure to stop at the drugstore and get such and such and such, and take it with water according to your body weight. They know. The people who are being victimized are those who are not aware. So, my brothers and sisters, the reason why I wanted you to hear this from me is because there's a whole lot more out there that's going on that I can't even begin to express to you, because you have a personal relationship with it, and you have an opportunity to call Black Talk Radio, Dando's show, Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and put it out there so that other people will know. Well, when you go to that bed at night and you're ready to go to sleep, your body won't go to sleep. Why won't your body go to sleep? Because, and this is just more knowledge, you have a smart meter over your house or on your house that has set up a dome over your house. And over your house, that dome is talking to every other smart thing that's in the house, which is also radiating an energy which is destructive to your physical body. But yet, we still look at our lives as being of a good quality. Listen, let me repeat myself before I go any further. I don't have to know you to love you. But the first love in your life must be yourself in order to make a difference in this knowledge that I'm passing on to you. Because we are so powerful as a body ourselves that every computer that you have seen or ever presented was designed based on what your mind does. It's not someone analytically sitting back saying, well, we wanted to do this, we wanted to do that. No. They study the brain. And then when they come up with these avenues of being able to program a machine to duplicate what your brain does, they think about how to achieve it, not what happens in the process of getting it done. Perfect example is, everybody should know by now, that Johnny Cochran, who died from a brain, I believe they said it was an aneurysm. You know, he got that problem from his cell phone. His constant cell phone use. It's constantly being at his ear. Don't take my word for it. Do your due diligence. That's how you have revelation. You see, most people who sit back and they listen to somebody, give them direction, don't ever follow that direction. Look at your churches. Perfect example. People get together on Sunday and they bring in their tithe. You got to have tithe. You go to church, they're going to tell you you got to have some tithe. Bring in their tithe, listen to a good message. Oh, that was so powerful. And don't go out and practice none of it. I'm not picking on people who go to church. Don't get me wrong. I'm just using the concept of how you cannot be lectured into good behavior. You must choose to do good. That is so important because that's when it comes down to you taking control. You hear on those songs on the radio and you really don't like the song, but yet the beat comes on. You know why that beat is here? Because it's sound. Do you realize the most devastating part of what is called pre-edict sin? Let me make this very clear to the Christians, okay? I'm very apt on the Bible. Pre-edict sin is the sin that took place prior to the Garden of Eden. The most powerful element in pre-edict sin was sound. Because Lucifer, so to speak, was a minstrel. And for those of you that didn't understand, he used sound. He used music to manipulate people. He took their souls to the point where they chose to do what he said. Think about that for a minute. When it comes to your decisions, think about that for 1 minute. Oh, mommy, I'm just so thirsty. Can I get a Coke today? I got some cold ones over there, and them Cokes are just, they're beckoning to me. I only got my name written on the bottle. But it doesn't tell you that it has ascorbic acid. It has 20 different chemicals that once it gets in your body, it's going to go direct to the damage bowl. But it's sure cool and refreshing going down. So, are you going to say to your child, oh, I know it's cool and refreshing going down? Be honest with them. So go ahead, drink the poison. No, you don't do that. You know why? Because Westernism doesn't tell you to do that. You know it's the truth. But Westernism doesn't tell you to do that because that is part of the deception. It's the real thing. We have to take control of our lives, brothers and sisters. We are being bombarded on many levels because there's a whole lot of devils out there. And I only use those terms of levels and devils because that's, you can identify with that. If I use the terms or that I use in my surroundings with the people that I'm with who are growing at different levels of spiritual awareness, you wouldn't grasp it all. And the reason why is because there's certain things in the teachings of the harmony of life that if you are not beginning to understand how to live in harmony with life, you will never understand the balance or the imbalance. You see, I always use my marriage as a metaphor when I talk about balance and imbalance because my wife is a woman and I am a man, and we are two different things. But what is so unique about it is that we balance each other well. She's a woman of perceptiveness. She has her own interests. She is very opinionated, but her due diligence goes beyond most women. And the reason why I say it goes beyond most women is because I live the life of a king. Now, when I say I live the life of a king, I must give her which she gives me in order for her to be balanced enough to want to give me back. Perfect example. Well, after we got married, we were trying to impress each other. So what I would do is I would run her bath for her and say it was a Friday evening or something, we were here to go out. When she comes out the shower, I would rub her down with shea butter and everything on her favorite cologne. And I hope, Erica, I hope you don't think I'm getting too personal, but I want to give them understanding of balance. So when she got ready and go out that night and had a good time and everything, okay, the next day I'll kick back, maybe Sunday afternoon I'm watching football or something, she had that kitchen popping. You understand about this balance thing here now? So by the time I sat down to dinner, it was on the table before me, all my favorites. And then I get the courtesy of a conversation from a female perspective. And regardless of where the conversation goes, she contains a certain degree of decorum of a lady. So she doesn't get emotional about it, even if some of the things I say are not what she wants to hear. I'm trying to open the door to you to understand that I gave her one way, she gave me it another way. But to bring the balance full back around, she has done the same thing with me. I'll come home from work from a hard day and walk in the house and she'll say, "Hey, baby, how you doing?" I say, "I'm fine." Give me a kiss and say, "Well, you look like you had a hard day. Tub's full." "Pardon me?" "Yeah, tub's full. Go ahead and jump in." And I go into the bathroom, and you know how women are, they're kind of unique. They put the mixtures. She got these little candles lit up. She got nice little easy music in the background. And it's like I was going into a state of meditation because she knows I like these things. So I may lay there in the tub for my 10 or 15 minutes, you know, and she'll come in and we'll have a little bit of conversation. Then before you know it, she might be washing my back and we're having conversation and everything. And, oh, I got to go check on dinner. You see what I'm saying? The dynamic of balance is a harmony. Love is a great deception in America because they want you to think love is an emotion. No, love is an action. And the person that's acting in a manner that shows you love literally don't have to say nothing to you because her actions or his actions speak for them. The balance there, and that's what is the momentum that moves the harmony forward. Now that was a side note. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm trying to get you to understand three things. First of all, you have a responsibility to yourself. Second of all, you have a responsibility to your family. And third of all knowledge is perpetual. There should be no point in your life where you've had enough knowledge. Matter of fact, there's a book written, I got at home, about Imhotep, and one of the things he says in the book is that there is never a time when you have enough knowledge. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on a break. I'm seriously hoping that you're going to pick up the phones and call me in the next half hour so we can get other things out that's going to really open some doors for you. And remember this, the Wise Wednesday is brought to you by Black Talk Radio. Black Talk Radio is an organization designed to make sure that you are informed to the best of their ability about the things that are affecting us as black people. And I am proud, may I say, to be a part of that organization. So, this is Brother Davis, and I thought I had the number right before me. But give me a call at the after this break and see if we can open some doors in what's going on in your life, how we can help each other and be a fulcrum for change. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. This show is very, very informative, so I really want you to give me some calls because I know there's some things going on out there,
Brother
that
Davis,
you may not really want to openly discuss. So,
Brother Davis?
Just let me know if you want. Okay, brother, come on. Give me a name and a number. I mean, the name and
location. This is Scotty. Let me get the telephone number out. That is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star to unmute yourself. We do have a caller. We have Mel on the board. Thank you for calling in on Wise Wednesdays. Mel, do you have a question or comment for Brother Davis?
Peace, peace, Brother Dave. I mean, Brother Davis, I'm sorry. And Brother Scott.
Yes, sir, right?
Yes, sir. I'm good. I had an observation. I just wanted your opinion on it. Over the weekend, I was watching a live broadcast from overseas. I think it was like in London. And before the program began, it said, warning, this program contains flashing images. And it made me think of that. There was some kind of cartoon, like in the early, the mid-90s or something, where some children like were going into seizures because of the sequence of flashing lights or whatever on the screen. And I just correlating that with sound and, I was just wanting your opinion on that because we never get that disclaimer over here in the States. And I just wanted your opinion on the, why would they give those flashing images disclaimer before the program began? That's all I wanted to ask you.
And people, well, in most cases,
David.
All right. Okay. She smiled. And she said, thank you. In most cases, you have to understand this. That different societies have different levels of respect for their people. You see, one of the things about, Oriental societies, Indian societies, African societies, pre-Westernism, the decisions that they would make were based on the needs and the best quality of life they can give their people. So for a company to come on and make that disclaimer may be because they already know the effects that this has had on some children. So in giving that warning, they're giving the power back to their parents to say, you know what, just to be on the safe side, let's watch something else. See, that's when you can exercise your ability to make the best decisions in your circumstance. But now, don't get me wrong, because some of those type of messages are really scintillating to people. And, you know, they'll be like, well, how does that happen? I want to see if it happens to me. You see, that's when you're at a point where you allow the scintillation, which is actually a sense, to overpower your ability to make the best decision. You see, so actually it's an emotion taking control of your life. But when you sit back and say, that's enough for me, I don't even want to put my family in that situation, and you turn the channel or go somewhere else, that's you taking control of that emotion so that you can keep the emotion in check. I hope that makes some clarity to you, because if not, I mean, I could take you in some other areas where emotion literally is being ignited in us so that we will act emotionally, that has become the downfall to many based on how Westernism wants to precede them, and that's why you see a lot of deaths today. Why do I say that? Because really, the people who are stopping these cops out here that are killing, they're killing because that is their intent. They're already scared. So their mind is made up before they get in that situation. So if you get out emotional, boom. And they always interpret it the same way. I felt like I was threatened, my life was threatened. But you had the gun, this person has conversation, but you felt like your life was threatened. See, that's the deception of supremacy. It's in full effect, my brother. I'm hoping that you grasp all of that. And the reason why I went there was because I wanted you to see that in one situation, you take control and literally could take that whole thing away from your child. In another situation, you have the possibility of taking control, but if you don't take control, that person already has a preconceived notion. And see, that's what we have to understand. It's a life or death situation. The same way with the situation we were telling you on that warning, that could be a life or death situation. But your perception of how you deal with it is taking authority as a parent. hope that helped you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Brother.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much, brother. Peace, peace.
All right. Peace, man. Listen, everybody understand this. When that is extended to you where they're telling you this can happen or that can happen, that is a courtesy. Not all countries give you that courtesy. And the reason why they don't give you that courtesy is because some of them want to see the effect. If you don't know, if you notice lately how people have done some pretty horrendous things and then they turn around and say, I don't remember. Well, what if they were programmed to do that? And that's not outside the question or the realm of possibility in this day and age. Because I've already told you that technology, they want you to appear to be friendly, but in reality, it comes with dangers. And they literally are administering. What do I mean by administering? Well, isn't it mandatory in some places you got to get a smart meter in your home? And these smart meters talk to every other smart appliance in your home, and they actually put a dome of a radiated field over your home, and everybody in that house who has electromagnetic waves running through their body, which is a natural source, is going to be affected in many different ways in your home. Why? Because they don't tell you you can opt out of that stuff. If so, many would opt out. And you can. You may have to go do a procedure or two, but you can. You have that right. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to deter you from doing that. And you know why? Because that gives them more power in your station or your shelter or your sanctuary that they are really not deserving of. The sad part about it is that even if you, and I'm going to tell you now, me and my wife are planning on going off-grid. If you go off-grid, they're making that against the law. That's right. They want you to be electrically connected. They want you to be utility connected. They want you to be connected to them somehow so that literally they can know what you're doing.
Brother Davis, you have
you think
a
about the okay, we'll give, come on. Give me your name and your number. I mean, your name and your location, brother or sister.
719.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? Brother Davis.
Hey, my brother. So who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
This is Ramon calling from Colorado Springs.
Actually, Ramon, add to our show, my brother. Add to our show.
Okay. Hey, I was just wanting to touch a little bit on the subject I was having about frequencies. Here's something I would throw in there as my observation. I, as a person that used to record music for many years and working in the energy field, electrical and electronics, for several years, something I began to notice mostly through the studio environment when we recorded music. And this time is where we were still having to go to engineers' studios, you know, where high-end gear and things such of that nature was had to be outsourced. One thing I noticed when we began to bring in our music and lay the tracks for production, we had most of our engineers at this time, you know, usually were white men who could afford this type of gear. Something I noticed is that the frequency that we vibe at would usually be mid-range, somewhere between your 500 down to your low frequency, which is 5 hertz. The minute you start raising those mid-range frequencies above 500 megahertz and enter into your 1 kilohertz, this is where you'll find that white people really love those high frequencies. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because we did many, you know, collaborative things with different musicians. They would come in, and you could, if you just paid attention on how they like to tune their instruments, you would be able to start. If you didn't catch it right away in time, you would start seeing that if you took your non-white people, the non-white black particularly, they would always vibe to the low frequencies, the mid-range frequencies. and your white clients would typically vibe to the higher frequencies. I say that just because your wife, Mrs. Davis, said something on an episode, or she brought up a movie that Samuel Jackson was in. I think it was called All the King's Men, and I had saw that movie before she had spoke on it. And if you watch that movie, the crazy thing about it, not to go off track here, but he was dressed, or at least in my opinion, he was symbolic of Russell Simmons, his whole character. Lisp, type of V-neck, sleeveless, sweaters with the, you know, button-down, long-sleeve shirt. And I mean, everything was identical to Russell Simmons. But to get back to my point, in that movie, when he triggered, when he did that test to see or to show the people that he was, you know, trying to do business with what he had at his power, he had frequency control. And he had turned on a frequency to where when the people went, they basically became savage and violent, started killing each other. Your wife was talking about it one day. But what I got out of that is my observation was, you know, maybe it's just Hollywood, but the frequency that they were using in that particular scene or that movie, if you notice in that movie, they didn't have any white people, I mean, any black people in there. They had all white people. And I rest.
I noticed they had more of a collection of white people. Every now and then you've seen a black person, other than Samuel Jackson playing the major role. Every once in a while you see a scene where there was black people. I understand. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's all I had to say, Brother Davis. Good show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, brother. And you know what? You proved a very good point. And one of the points that you proved is that we are culturally connected with different sounds and frequencies. And see, that's why I used specific sounds when I first came on, because I wanted you to see, one, I was using a sound that basically was what they called a neutral sound. It could have been harmonic or whatever, but it was very neutral. And the reason why is because it is my nature and is the nature of black people to have a monolithic tone or a bass rhythm. And that's, if you listen to all the music, there's always a bass rhythm, and the tones run in the area of monolithic. Now, they can go higher, they can go lower, but in most of our music, it's like that. And see, we have to understand the importance of our decisions. See, a lot of times, the very people who want us to be the most negative are the people who are engineering what we do after it's done. Understand how I said that? What we do after it's done. Because in every area of our lives that we were inclusive, we literally outperformed the concept that was introduced to us. Perfect example, look at the athletes. Remember, for years, black people couldn't play golf, then came Tiger Woods. For years, black people couldn't really have a representation in tennis. Then came the Williams sisters. And now, there's about four or five really young, talented NCAA players coming up. Same way with football, same way with basketball. See, we literally don't understand the dynamics that we control in this vessel called the body. And that's why it is so important for us to be able to learn the things that literally were stolen from us. When I say were stolen from us, those libraries of the continent that were raided, a lot of that stuff was not destroyed. A lot of that stuff was taken back in Europe. A lot of that stuff is right now being studied. Matter of fact, let me be very clear. Tesla, who was celebrated as being one of the best European scientists ever to come forth, who literally introduced stuff like the water turbine, which gave you a continuous energy current and those sort of things. He was literally plagiarized behind that. That was Egyptian technology. He studied in Egypt in order to bring forth the concepts. Why? Because of the aquifers there. See, we have to understand there is a lot that has been stolen from us that we don't know. Perfect example, G.M. Small's book, Professor G.M. Small's wrote a book in 1933, was the first print, I believe, called Stolen Legacy. Everybody should get that book because it's going to give you an understanding of why everybody in America, or should I say most Europeans in America, want you to think that they are the purveyors of technology, and they are not. They're not going to tell you that the man who literally built the first cell phone was an African-American. His name skips me. I just had it on my tongue. But we have to understand the importance of what we are not getting. Because we're moving now into an area, and see, a lot of people don't want to talk about this, but a lot of people are talking about it. And that's the AI concepts. These artificial intelligence concepts, these people, now understand the dynamic of the arrogance of ignorance. And that's why I say that. The dynamics of the arrogance of ignorance. To believe, and they believe they can take and build a machine and put their consciousness in it and lay their body to rest, and it will live forever. They believe this. There are organizations and religions who have broken off from the central organizations so that they can take these ideas to the next level. Some of them even believe that one day a machine will be God. Well, however they see God to be, let me say that. But in reality, the only reason why they're doing that is because if it keeps you off of your cue, you'll miss the whole thing. They're not doing this for black people. But you have to understand, the reason why they're doing this is because they are dying off. And they will never tell you this. I only know because of due diligence. And why? Because I'm not taking nobody's word for it. And when I do my due diligence, sometimes you run across other interesting little tidbits of knowledge. It is so important for us to move forward in being the voice in the wilderness, so that we can open the books of knowledge that are available to us and multiplicitize ourselves. Because I'm going to tell you something. When my grandchildren see me reading a book, they know now it's not unusual when I see them reading the book. Are you seeing the vision here of multiplicity? Because that is what's going to change us as a people. Because as they begin to do that, what we are doing is continuing the life and resurrection cycle. See, for those of you who don't know, your body has tissues dying every day. And death is not what you think it is. Because, see, when the human body tissues die, say, perfect example, on the ball of your feet. We used to walk around with no shoes on or anything. And then a lot of times when the hardness of our skin because of the toughness of the soil would harden, we would rub our feet. This is pre-American Westernism. We would rub our feet on rocks when we got out of water till they were smooth again. That dead skin that we left on the rocks would become a source for other animals to literally be edified by, or to take that smell, and it may even take and bury it in the dirt, so it would degenerate and be part of another aspect of life resurrection. See, we are so unique, I just can't begin to get you to understand that in your thought process, you manifest everything that you need when you're thinking of on a level of production, because literally you can go out and make these things happen. And the reason why you could go out and make these things happen is because your mind is creating them. When you put the right sources, what is the right source? When you become knowledgeable of what you eat so that you can keep your body as close to perfect as you can. What is perfect? Perfect is when it runs in total harmony and is not a hindrance to you. When you exercise on a daily basis so that your body can realize the maximum potential of its function. All right, what does that mean? That means that you can just bend over, touch your toes and sit up, your hips are in a position that you could are healthy. If you can squat down and stand back up, your knees are healthy. All these things are avenues of exercise so that you can ensure a greater quality of performance out of this thing called our temples. And it's designed to last 120 years minimally if you take care of it. But if you invade it with this Western diet, you are killing it. And the reason why is because your system is not designed to have meat every day. I think you've heard me say that on that show. You're on a show before. Your system is designed to enjoy meat maybe twice three times a month and on major celebrations. So your body can break that down because that's not an overwhelming part. But when you have meat at every meal, you take away your body's ability for the immune system to be able to attack all of the things that have come into your body through the consumption, because these things that you're eating now, before they became food, they were living a life of consumption, and those things that they consumed in their life of consumption cannot be totally eliminated because it's become a part of their life tissue. Remember, all living things are a part of the harmony of the universe. Even those things that people think will say, well, these GMOs, well, they use the concepts of the harmony in the universe in order to prepare them. Although they are fake, they rely on the universal law in order to perpetuate. A seedless melon starts in a petri dish, but at this certain point in that petri dish where it must be planted. You see? So they're tapping in both sides in order to produce an artificial product that cannot give you what the natural product gives you. And they want you to believe it's good for you. No, it's not. It's a time bomb. But you have a right to eat it. You have a right to indulge in it as much as you want to. But when you do, remember this. It's not as it appears to be. Perfect example is wheat. Do you realize that wheat, like my wife was telling you, I believe she told you, used to grow 6 to 8 feet tall? But yet they condensed it so much and they concentrated it so much that now the main byproduct that comes out of wheat is coming out in your body as gluten. And one of the biggest destroyers of your body today is gluten. Listen, I don't want to go into those areas, but I'm trying to move you to another level. And we're coming up on another break. But in this last 15 minutes, I mean, well, when we get there, I'm kind of ahead of myself. I want you to understand that we can take control. We can take our lives back. And the reason why we could take our lives back is because we've only been victimized through the programming that we have fallen victim to. Okay? So, literally, there are organizations all over the place now who are saying, wake up. But they don't know what waking up is. But and you hear people saying all over the internet. Yes, Brother Scott.
Yeah, you have 10 minutes.
Okay, you hear people saying all over the internet that they are waking up, they are waking up, they are waking up, but they're not doing anything different. If they are waking up, they will be doing something different. Waking up means coming out of a sleep stage into a stage of awareness. Okay, so if they're not doing that, they could say what they want, but don't fall for it if you don't see it in their lives. Because if you don't see it in your lives, they have not done anything different. So they haven't woken up from the sleep that they are in. And many of us are in a very deep sleep. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. On the last 15 minutes or so, I want to focus on us being able to put together what is needed for us to get out of the slump that we are in. And a lot of the times we fail to realize how simple it is. The universe is built on simplicity. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'd like you to pick up your phones, give me a call, and let's have a dialogue for this last half hour on a Wise Wednesday or 15 minutes, because literally, we are the key. Let me repeat that. We are the key. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Is my timing all Scotty or what?
Yeah, well, you still have about 7 minutes, but we'll go ahead and take this break early. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
We can't hear you, Brother Davis.
All right, welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Let me give you a little disclosure logic. Okay, a disclosure logic is a way of life which unfolds the purpose of our destiny. It is a collection of guidelines that is used by an individual as well as a collective to attain success in spiritual evaluation based on spiritual discovery of your hidden self, permeating and relying on the laws of the universe. What is so unique about that is saying that you are the possessor of your rights. If you do not operate in your best interest, you cannot blame nobody. But if you operate in your best interest, you can align yourself with a universe that is prepared for your success. And in order to do that, you have to decide. A lot of people don't want to make decisions. They want somebody else to do it so they can follow. They feel that they need a leader instead of taking the lead. And a lot of times, especially when it comes to our children, we take the lead without thinking about it. And the reason being is because we think we're serving their purpose, where in reality, we might be serving the purpose of the person who's looking at us. We have to be the force that we need. And that force might start as one person pushing. Black Talk Radio, putting the issue out there, letting you see how it affects you, and letting you know what you can do. That force, that little push might be you and your community making a difference, whether it be in the educational level, being a political level, or just being the idea of confidence in your neighborhood. One of the things I tell people all the time about me is that I want to be a part of a greater movement. Why do I want to be a part of the greater movement? Because it don't have to be about me. But if your idea is the greater movement, and I could be a part of that, and other people are starting to come along and say, you know what, I've seen Brother Davis, and I think a lot of him, so if he could do it, I could do it. Before you know it, we've changed that one person's voice and giving it volume. And that's what we must do in every aspect of our lives. We're coming up on some hard times. One of the reasons why me and my wife got into farming is because we wanted to be able to bring food to our family's table in hard times without going to an outside source. But you know what? We are beginning to realize that it's not just our table that people are seated at. The need is always going to be greater than the circumstance as long as people think that someone else will do it. But see, that's what Westernism teaches you. It teaches you that there's going to be a savior that never comes. You have to be your savior. And it's very easy to do because in reality, you work at the pace that you are at, not someone else's pace. I tell you all the time, it's easy for me to love you. You know why it's easy for me to love you? Because if I see you and you're in need and I can help you, I can make a contribution. And that contribution may be, as you heard me say before, just cold water on a hot day. But it's something. Okay, we can do something. I sometimes listen to the Black Talk Radio and I get so excited about what some people are doing. And I want to just jump in. And my wife will tell me, well, baby, we got to organize ourselves first. Yeah, that's true, we do, but let's do this after we jump in. But see, the whole thing is, there has to be the energy to want to see the change, to want to see the resolve. And we got that. Because if we didn't have it, there would be so many aspects of our destruction at our door because of our choices. When we turn on that TV, every dangerous item that could kill us is coming through that tube. Everything from the radiation that's coming from the TV to the food that they sell will come down to McDonald's. or KFC, everybody likes chicken. See, all of these things are dangerous to us. Why? Because if you did some due diligence, then you'll know KFC isn't really selling you chicken. If you do your due diligence, you'll know that McDonald's franchise has 102 ingredients. So you know their burgers and everything else has other things. But it sure tastes good. Well, does it make any difference how it tastes if it's poison? These are the things we must wake up to, because these are the things that our children are watching. So if you take the time and say, you know what, I'm buying these groceries and I'm going to sit down and have one meal a day where my kids are going to see me in that kitchen jumping around for 15, 20, 30 minutes to put this meal together. And then you go out and you find those meals that are suitable for your family, that are easier for you to cook, that you can put into your schedule, and you cook those meals. I remember on Sundays, on Sunday dinner, everybody sitting at the table. That was a norm. Nowadays, these people are sitting down on the Sunday dinner, the plates, they don't even know what's in the food. And the sad part about it, then they're talking about later, oh, I'm not feeling real good. You know why? Because you didn't know that the MSG that they put in that there sauce, although the sauce was real good, was going to give you a headache, acid indigestion. Them rolls that taste so good was full of a multi-grain gluten that now your body can't even process the medicine because the gluten is blocking it. These are things that happen. Do your due diligence on smartphones. I encourage you. Because when you do, you become the lighthouse in the wilderness. Until we bring the light into the darkness so that we can openly show what is there, there are going to be people who prefer to be in the darkness. But that is our responsibility. Because I'm going to tell you now, you have no idea how this so-called concept of artificial intelligence is on steroids. None. And literally, it's at our doorstep. Because they want you to, oh, here, drink this. You know, there is called nanotechnology that comes as a liquid that once it's in your body, it tells you everything. What if it's not in your body for something good, but what if it's in your body for something bad? What all can it do? We must take responsibility, my brothers and sisters. Because I'm going to tell you something. We have brothers and sisters that are being victimized in situations where they have to follow a circumstance. It's not one that they want to be a part of, but it's one that they can be very easily victimized by. And for those of you who don't know it, these new prisons that they're building now, they have gas units in them. Not gas units in one place. They can run gas through the ventilation system and literally mass kill everybody in there. They're not doing this as a possibility. They know exactly what they're doing. And we must be forthright in making every issue known, be it large or small, that we can shine the light in on. Because that gives us a chance to bring change. Whether it be the prison system, whether it be the workplace, whether it be the marketplace, or whether it be your local neighborhood, there is work that needs to be done, and we are the answer. The whole world is waiting for Black Americans to be able to step up and show their cohesiveness to reach out into the world and make change, because all over the world there's spots where people are saying, even right now you heard Brother Scotty and Brother Max Parker talking about in Africa, they want them to come over there. They're not wanting them to come over there because they want friends. They want them to come over there because they want to build bridges. They want that idealism alive in their country, and we possess it here. And we need to be operating on expanding it on every level of our lives, in every area of our lives, so that our lives can become better. Because I'm going to tell you something, make no mistake, the very thing that is trying to kill us on a regular basis is not going to stop because we don't like it. we're going to have to voice ourselves. And I tell for our white listeners, when you say nothing, you are in agreement. You must bring your voice to the table if you want to see change to be positive for humanity. Because our purpose here is to be human to each other. And that's not happening right now. Can we make that happen? Absolutely we can. But we got to do the things by stepping forward in a voice in our neighborhoods. I tell them young boys now, oh, we can't find a job. Well, you got a local store? Yeah, we'll go down to the store and sweep the sidewalk off. Sweep the sidewalk off for what? Then when the owner comes in and says, see, I swept the sidewalk with that, don't tell him in the back of your mind that you want to buy his store from him to get him out of your community. Give him a state of solace where he could say one day, you know what, you do a good job out here. Well, I tell you what, why don't we pay you a couple of dollars when you come in and you sweep this floor? In the meantime, look at how he's running that store. Look at who his suppliers are. Build relationships so that when that supplier comes, he can look at you and call you by your name. Because guess what? When you take over that store, he's going to now be looking at the boss. And this is how we have to start looking at our circumstances. You may not have the cash in your pocket now, but you know what? Once you learn how that store operates, you can always look for the opportunity to be able to go to the people and say, look, you know, this is what we can do if we come together. We can pool ours. We can do this. We can do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. Right now, there are stores being starved out of different places because the communities have decided they don't want them there, so they don't shop at them. So guess what? The one owner said, well, I'm going to sell my store. Nobody went to him to purchase the store. Other foreigners went to him to purchase the store. When they found out the problem was the people wasn't purchasing from him, they didn't want to buy in the store. So a black person stepped up and they bought the store. And guess what? Now the people come to the store and buy from the person that looks like them. We must put a plan together and work the plan. That was just one plan and one circumstance and one part of the country that is starting to take hold in other areas. We can do this. But we're going to have to be able to come to the table with not only our resources and our idea, but sometimes it's going to take our time. Absolutely. I mean, there are times where the brother's getting out of prison, sitting around talking about, man, I need a job, man. You know what? I'll tell you what. What if we can go to the community and say today, listen, I know you guys need some home repairs done. Okay, let's start this. Let us do the outside repairs. You supply the materials, and we'll supply the labor. In the meantime, other neighbors and the people in the neighborhood who have those problems can say, well, you know what? Let's put pool money together so that we can get them to buy the materials every week. And as we begin to get money together, then maybe we can find giving them a little extra resource. Who knows? If you got five neighbors that got gardens in their backyard, their contribution may be food. But these are all tools that we can all work with and we can all benefit by. And before you know it, our communities change. And instead of having one person come out sweeping the whole sidewalk, you got five or six neighbors coming out having intermingling conversation while they sweep the sidewalk. Wow! You mean to say we can have human interaction again? Absolutely. And this is our responsibility. Because guess what? No one is out there saying, listen, over here, we're waiting for you. No, no, no. They're not saying that. What they're saying is, we have a situation that may involve you. Would you like to hear? That is your opportunity. Even if you don't do nothing, you learn more about the situation in your neighborhood. I could do this all day long. Because guess what? I'm looking for them brothers coming out of prison. I'm looking for them sisters coming out of prison. I'm looking for them kids out there in the street who ain't got no business out there, who's hungry. I'm looking for them kids out there who really want an education, but they blew their opportunity. Because these are the people we can have to retrain. And we may be retraining them in a different way than they suspect. But guess what? Not everything will be like you expect it to be. But we can give them things that we never had given to us, and they can become better as humans, and most of all as our brothers and sisters. This is our responsibility, and we have to take it. These others are not going to take it for us, but I tell you what, once they see it, they're going to take notice to it. And those people who want to see it bloom will even go a little farther. And we welcome every area of growth. And the reason why is because we are taking the responsibility of making the changes that we want to see. That's that simple. So, my brothers and sisters, I hope you understand the importance of taking care of your bodies. Remember, you got all these radiation sources that are hitting you every day. If you got a cell phone on you, do not carry it in your hip. Do not carry it in your slip. I would suggest you carry it in the case and wear it Bluetooth, because if you put it to your ear, that's like putting a microwave oven next to your head. This way, you can incorporate the technologies that you need and turn them off when you don't. And let me emphasize that. Because some of them, when you turn them off, all you do is you shut down the radiation to a certain degree. And other ones, when you don't turn them off, they're listening to you. Because don't think technology only serves one purpose. It's a multiplicity of purposes it serves. And just as you can get on the phone and get information, you can put that thing down and it's getting information from you that you're not even realizing it. And they tell you, oh, it's called hacking. Listen, this is our responsibility to step up. This is Brother Davis. This is Wise Wednesdays. We ask you all to give us a call, to give us some information about what's going on in your life. You don't think that I know that this here radiation's affecting more than a few people? I do. You know why? Because sometimes I just walk to a hospital. That's right. You always just walk through. Hey, how you doing today? How you feeling? Some of them stories are heartbroken. But guess what? If there's a person here that has not had any family, you may be just the conversation that person needs for that 10 minutes to feel better about themselves and their circumstances. And I'm going to tell you something. This is happening all over the world, especially here in America. You know why? Because a lot of times the wake-up call can be the information that you give them. You see, look, all this information that we talk about here, I talk about every day. Because I want to save as many of our people as we can. And if I can't save them, let me give them something that could be a tool for them to do something else with. Because that is the purpose that we should be doing here. So, you want to start focusing on the foods. Please, don't take their word for it. Every place has a nutritional chart. Don't believe that chart. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's only giving you basic information. It's not giving you in content information. Okay? Don't eat fast foods if you can avoid it. There's no fast food out there that doesn't have a preservative in it, so it can be on the shelf longer. And that's only something that you're going to know off the top. If you go to a grocery store, shop the edges. Anybody ever tell you that trick? When you shop the edges, you're going to get the fresh produce. You're going to have to drink dairy. You're going to get some of the fresh dairy products. If you eat chicken or meat, you're going to get those sort of things. But those, always read the labels. I can't emphasize reading labels enough. When you shop in the middle of the store, you're going into the processed foods area. And processed food now, they have so many names for the same thing that literally you don't know what you're eating. And you have to accept whatever they tell you. These are just good keys to keep in mind when you're going out here in the world, because guess what? There's a lot of us out here in the world that are sick because of not applying these simple tools. And another thing, high blood pressure. This is no mistake. There are things in our environment that are pushing our blood pressure to the roof, especially if you're not even considering things like water and where the water is coming from. And if it's city water, there's a greater chance it has a lot of chemicals in it you can't even see. Why? Because that's why they call it treatment plants. They treat it so you can't see it. They clean it to a certain degree, but if it's a chemical plant, they use the chemical to clean it, which is called treating it. And now, literally, you don't know what the long-term effects are. We have a responsibility to each other as well as our communities, and we have to step up. Those are people who are dealing with banks and everything. You hear Brother Dave telling you? You see him giving you some good key information. What you can deal with, I always tell people, take what you can eat and spit the rest out. Because in reality, you are responsible for you. And the best part about that is that when you start seeing positive results, you start smiling more, you start talking about it more, and you want to see other people share that same response or something similar. One thing about a Wise Wednesday, I'm never going to give you something that you can't use as a key to something else. Take that key and open the door so that you can become more knowledgeable in all of those areas of your life. And most of all, pass that key on or find your own keys, because they're out there. And when you do, believe me, and you hand that key to somebody and that person operates in that key, they'll come back and tell you. They may not come back and tell you right away, you know what you said the other day I was listening to, I went such and such, and I seen exactly what you're talking about. I knew then I wasn't going to touch that. You never, never know. But you have to participate. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I encourage you to keep Candle Radio on your dial. I also encourage you to keep Black Talk Radio on your dial. I also encourage you to keep your resources open, because a lot of times when I'm doing things and I put my resources in there, I may not put them in the moment I say it, because literally I'm pledging them. I am putting myself in a mental position to do as I say. That is when I take control of my life, then I can wield it that way. And then the resources show up, and that gets me, that empowers me to do it again and again and again. And it's come back to me again and again and again. So don't think it's all going out. No, it's not. By no means all going out. It's coming back in mega folds. And the best part about it is that now I can do more, or now it gives me a better opportunity. Now I can become a part of something that is greater than myself. And tonight is Candle Radio on Black Talk Radio Network. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays. Brother Scotty, I thank you for the opportunity. Dave, I hope you enjoyed the show, and back to you, Scotty.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. Thank you. Very inspiring and deep program. Let me see if we got Brother Dave there. Brother Dave, you there?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I just got back. Yeah, you know, I just caught the last part of it. Brother Davis, thank you so much for all that you do. Scotty, thank you so much also. Everyone that's in the preparedness class, 30 minutes. So 30 minutes after the top of the hour, depending on where you are in the country. Well, for those of you that are in the preparedness class, we'll have our conference call from there. You know the numbers. See you all there. Brother Davis, thank you so much. Scotty, thank you so much. So we're getting ready to get out of here. Everyone, is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. I'm definitely going to have to catch the recording on this because I couldn't hear the show. I just caught the very last part of it all. So before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away, and we will talk to you all soon. Brother Bragg, if you're there on the board, if you would, chime us out. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second to walk upstairs. We're going to hear these dogs bark because I'm in the back.
You good, brother Rag, for sure.
Hey, Brother Dave, while we wait for Brother Braggs to make his way to get the sound for us, tonight on the Abolitionist Radio, we got David.
Let me, okay.
We got David Coon.
Go ahead. What happened, Scotty? I'm sorry, I missed it. What'd you say?
Yeah, I'm saying tonight on New Abolitionist Radio, we got the candidate. Well, he ran for U.S. Congress for the 5th District in South Carolina, who made history as perhaps South Carolina's only ever political candidate that included slavery abolition and talked about it and made it a central part of his campaign. So even though he didn't win the election, like I've said before, resistance is victory. And so that was perhaps a historic moment for South Carolina. So he'll be joining us and his campaign manager during the first hour of New Abolitionist Radio. Of course, for those that can't listen to it live, there's always the archives as we, record and provide podcasts to you on every program that's broadcast over the network. All right, thank you.
Okay, definitely. That's a show you definitely want to catch. New Abolitionist Radio with Brother Scotty and Matt to be there. Brother Bragg sounds like he's ready to go to chime us out. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Thank you, Brother Bragg.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Well, that's a good one. Thank you.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our